Okay, today is April 4th, Biblical Hebrew class, Lita Hill. All right, let's sing.
Behold the love of God, who has borne the sin of the world.
It's hard to sing this song.
Have mercy.
Let's talk about a song a little bit here. Seh. S-E-H. It is lamb. A lamb. Seh. This is a construct form. Seh ha Elohim. Lamb of the God. You see the ha there, which is the. Elohim is God. Se ha Elohim, the Lamb of the God. But you don't say that in English, the God. So this is Lamb, the Lamb of God. Hanoseh. The ha again is the article the. Noseh is the bearer or carrier, bearer. Chatah. Chatah is sin. Chatat, remember our construct form for the feminine pronoun? You drop the hey, you add the tav. So kata becomes katat. Ha'olam. So the Lamb of God, the bearer of the sin of the world. Hanoseh chatat ha'olam. There is a song that I really, really don't like. And we sing this a lot. It says, no, in the church, in many churches, he became sin who knew no sin. He did not become sin. No. Okay, the word kata is sin. Okay? But the word katat, just like this one is the construct. State of the word kata, katat, but there's another katat. Kata plus the tav becomes katat. It means sin offering. So it was totally misunderstood by the English translator. He became a sin offering, the one who knew no sin. He did not become sin. No, God cannot. He cannot stand sin. So he became a chatat, not a chata. He became a sin offering. Yes, Linda.
I don't want to get into semantics, but if our sin was placed on him, then he knew sin. Then he became sin. He took our sin.
It's right here. Hanoseh. He is the bearer. The Lamb, Se Ha Elohim. Hanoseh is the bearer.
He took it on.
Chatat.
And God had to look away from him because of that sin on him.
That is not looking through the Jewish lens, though.
Okay.
Looking through the Jewish lens, we will see how different it is from the Gentilic way.
Okay.
Yeah, because we need to go back, all the way back to Hebrew wording.
Isn't it that he has to... For him to be a sin offering, he has to be pure. He can't be sinful. He cannot have a blemish.
Exactly.
One blemish, let alone the
Thank
sins
you.
Of the whole world. He has to be a pure
offering.
He's a pure offering, carrying our sin, but he himself is still pure.
Exactly.
And that's why when he goes to the grave, his body is undefiled.
Correct. And that's why in Exodus 12... Remember, let's go back to Exodus 12. Let's go back to Egypt. What did, you know, what was required? A lamb, spotless lamb. Okay, and then you'll have that spotless lamb. How many days in your house?
4 days.
Okay, 4 days. Can you imagine looking through the lamb, and it's so beautiful, it's so pure, and then on the fourth day, you're going to kill that, and you fell in love with the lamb. Okay, remember that. Jesus entered Jerusalem. Okay, and he was there in Jerusalem 4 days before he got crucified. And remember, the people were like looking for something wrong with this man, you know. Charged him with, you know, charges that are not true. Okay, they're trying to look for the blemish. They're looking for the spots of, you know, wickedness in Jesus. But they didn't find anything. He was the spotless lamb. Okay? So anyway, before we get to that, Bob, can you open us up in prayer, please?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua, Lord, just for giving us your presence, Lord, and... for dying for us and resurrecting so that we can be here today, Lord.
Yes.
With the hope, Lord, that you'll resurrect us too. Lord. Just bless this class now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Yeshua's name, amen. Okay, real quick here. I should have time. Okay, so Doug, right? Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Yay, I remember. Where are you? where did I put your name? Oh, right there. And Jerry is here. I saw you come in. And Charity. Hey, very good. We have how many now? 12? 12. From 41 to 12. Okay, so very good. So since we're going to be entering into the Passover season, for the devotional, I just want to share this with you. And I know you guys are going to be blessed. This is a morning prayer for the Jewish people. For the men say, Modé. Can you say Modé?
Modé.
Modé. For women, if you follow this prayer, okay, of course the Jewish women pray this also. The women do not say Modé, they say Moda.
Moda.
Okay, Moda is I praise or I thank. For ladies, and then Modé is for men. Modé, for me, I would say, Modá ani lefanecha melech hay v'kayam shehezekarta binishmati v'chamla rabba emunateka. The Jewish women would say that. Jewish men would say, Modé ani lefanecha melech hay v'kayam. And it means, I think, you see the word ani here? What is ani?
I.
Okay. Thank I lefanecha. To your face, Melech,
King,
Chai,
life,
or living, Vechayam, Chayam means eternal, okay? She is the relative pronoun who, or that, or which, okay? She, Hezekarta, this, this is your verb. Okay? Who brought back? Okay? B is in me. Nishmati. Nishmati is spirit or soul or life. Okay? Right here. Soul. Nishmati is my soul. Bechemla. Be is in or with. Chemla, this is compassion. Rabba.
Thank you.
Oh, Rabba is
you.
Big or big, great. Emunatecha. Emunatecha. The cha there is the suffix you, your, or you. Okay. You see emuna. This is where we get amen. In Jesus' name, amen. It means faith. Okay, or faithfulness, emunateka. So in English, I thank before you, living and eternal King, who has brought back my soul in me with compassion. Great is your faithfulness. Okay, so every morning, I see them in the plane, you know, when we went to Israel, you know, they would gather in the corner, you know, in the morning. And you would ask, okay, why? Why are they saying for bringing back my soul? I'm thanking you, Lord God, for bringing back my soul. This is in the morning, right? Because the night before, this is their prayer. Their prayer is, it says, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. And that is in Psalm 31, verse 5. And that's why they say that morning prayer. Because God returned the spirit. Because, you know, the night before, you know, I commit my spirit. Now, isn't this a coincidence? Because
Jesus
on the cross, what did he say? The very last word that Jesus said. Remember, there, you know, the Catholic
the Catholic tradition, there's seven stations. There's seven last words. And this was the last word, Jesus.
It is finished.
Is it finished? This is.
Yeah. I know.
Is it finished? Okay. So this is.
But you did say this.
Yeah, number six. It's probably number six.
Yeah, it was before.
And so he was actually saying, into thy hands I commit my spirit. So it seems like that he was trying to say goodnight to the Father. Because he's going to sleep. Because this is a night-night prayer. It is just like the night-night prayer that we teach our kids. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I shall die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Right? But we got that from the Hebrew people. But the Hebrew one is straight from where? From Psalm, okay? It says here, in you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, since you are my rock and my fortress. Keep me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Verse 5, into your hands I commit my spirit. That is the very verse from Psalm that Jesus was quoting. He was an Israeli. He grew up saying this every night as a boy. But wait a minute. Do we really understand it? Is it really, I commit my spirit? I would say no, because we do not know the real Hebrew. But now that we're learning Hebrew, let me show you. Beyadecha. Okay, can you see it? Beyadecha is into your hand. Afkid. In English it say commit, but nope, it's not commit. Okay, and even if you search it, let me see if I can find it. Here. Lehafkid. You see, the root word is pei kuf. Let me put this way: pei kuf and dalet. Okay, and now look at this: pei kuf and dalet. The aleph there, we will talk about this in a little bit. That is a prefix. Afkid means to deposit, like depositing your money in the bank, or you go to a very beautiful concert. You're wearing a very nice, fur. You know, and you don't want to take it with you because it's got a little warm, you know. So at the lobby, you say, can I deposit my fur coat? Of course, you have all the intention to take it back. That's your fur coat. It's very expensive. It's $3,000. You go to the bank to deposit your money. You have all the intention to take it back because that's yours. Afkid, when Jesus said, Beyadeka afkid ruki, he's saying, into your hand I deposit my spirit with all the intention of taking it back. And he took it back. On the third day, he rose again from the dead.
Strong says care for.
The Strong
care for and deposit.
Deposit.
Care for.
Okay, deposit.
Care for your
but the thing is context. Because we see the context because of the prayer of the Jewish people. In the morning they say, I thank you, Lord my God, for returning my soul. Mm-hmm. Remember the morning prayer?
Yeah.
So this is what Jesus was saying to the Father. It's just a regular night-night passage that he's telling the Father. And I have all the intention to take it back. Mm-hmm. And he did. Praise God. So now we learn something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. This is why we're learning Hebrew. You know, to learn all this. Okay, so let's see. What did we... Okay. You notice that I have a basket somewhere.
Oh, right here.
Before we go, okay, before we go here,
let's talk about three demonstrative pronouns that's very, very common, commonly used. Okay. I forgot to write down, where's my red? Red and green. Okay, so can we read this?
Ze.
Okay. Ze means this. This is a pen, okay? This. Demonstrative pronoun this. Now, can we read this one?
Zot.
Zot. Zot. Okay? This is. This one is ze. Okay, transliteration is ze, and this is zot. Let me write it here, zot. And can we read this? This is segol.
Ele.
This is these. Okay. And this is common plural. Okay, again, ze is masculine singular this. Zot is feminine singular this. Ele is common plural these. Okay? I have a basket here. I have a banana. Now, banana is feminine. And banana is banana in Hebrew. So I would, which demonstrative pronoun should I use for banana? Ze or zot?
Zot.
Zot. Banana. Zot banana. Okay, we'll put the banana over there. Now, I have an apple. In Hebrew, it's tapuach. Should I write it down in Hebrew?
Yes.
Tapuach. Tapuach. Okay? So this is masculine. An apple is masculine, so which demonstrative pronoun would I use?
Ze.
Ze. Okay. Zot banana. Ze tapuach.
Ze.
Ze tapuach. Okay. I have an orange. An orange in Hebrew is tapuz.
Can you put that in English also?
We need to figure that out. Tapuz. Okay. Tapuach. Tapuz. Just sound it out, Gary. Tapuach. This is tapuz. Tapuz is an orange. Okay. And it is masculine. So which demonstrative pronoun should I use?
Ze.
Ze. Ze tapuz. Okay, zetapuz, zetapuach, zot banana. Okay, now I have two bananas in English. Now in Hebrew, banana becomes what? Feminine plural.
Bananot.
Okay, bananot. So how do I say? These are the bananas. These are bananas. Ele. Ele bananot. Ele bananot. Very good. These are bananas. Now I have two tapuach. Now how do you make tapuach into a plural? What is the ending of a plural noun? Masculine. Im. Say it. Tapuachim. Tapuachim. So I have These are tapuchim. Let's say it in Hebrew. Very good. Ele tapuchim. Ele bananot. I'm using the same demonstrative pronoun because ele is common, used for both masculine and feminine. Okay? This is also ele. Ele tapu. How do I make this plural? Tapuzim. Very good. Tapuachim. Tapuachim. Very good. Now, they're almost the same. Tapu, tapu. Tapua, tapuz. There's a story behind it. In Israel, they did not have any word or name for oranges. So they just said it is golden apples. Golden apples. Pay attention here. Tapua. Let's make this singular. Tapua. Now, that's the apple. So now we're going to invent a name, a Hebrew name for the oranges. Golden apples. So they did this. Tapuach. Okay, tapuach. And what is gold in Hebrew?
Zahav.
Who said that?
Zahav.
Very good. Zahav. Okay, there's a song. Yerushalayim shel Zahav. Jerusalem of gold. We sang that one time. Veshel Nechoshet Veshel Or Zahav. Okay. So, tapuach zahab. Now, they got tired of saying two words for one fruit. So what they did is they dropped the chet, they dropped this, and then they just add the zayin here. So it became tapuz. Oranges. Orange. Okay? So, let me get that. So now we know how to use zot. Ze, zod, and ele. Ele. These are fruits. Okay, so, yes.
Who decided that the banana was female and the apple and the orange was male? I mean, I'm sorry.
Because bananas ends with the a at the end. Isha. Okay. From ish, ish is man, isha.
Yes.
You see the a?
Yes.
Okay, so it is banana. They made it as a feminine because it ends with the a.
Okay.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes, Isaac.
So that word for orange is just modern Hebrew then?
Yes. Yes.
In the last 100 years?
The puach zahav. There's a lot of invented words in Hebrew because when they came back to the land, you know, they were like, oh. According to the Bible, we don't have this.
Let's come up with something.
There's no bottle, there's no glass. That's why they invented. Remember I told you about bamboo? They don't know how to call the bottle, and then they pour the water, and it goes bamboo, 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 bamboo. So they call the bottle bamboo. Okay. So that's demonstrative pronouns. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go on and talk about the katal. Right here. Kuf, Tet, Lamed. Okay. Now, if I remove the vowel points, they are just root letters. Okay? Kuf, Tet, Lamed. It doesn't... It's not a word yet. Okay, once you put together these letters and start putting the vowel points, now you have a real word. And this is katal. And katal is a third masculine singular full sentence in the past tense. It means he killed. Okay? Tatal. Now, the accent would be on the second syllable. Tatal. All right. Now, Katal is also the name of that conjugation. Okay? When you hear the word katal, it means he killed, and also it is the name placed on this suffix conjugation. Why did I say suffix conjugation? Because you add suffixes to make this three root letters into words. Okay, and to make them in the past tense. So when you hear me say in the katal conjugation, you will understand that I'm talking about past tense. Okay, so what's the katal of patak in the third masculine singular? Patak. Okay, now the third masculine singular, what I like about it, it does not have any additional suffix. Okay, so now if you have the book, the paradigm starts with the third masculine singular. But what I want you to do, if you have your cell phone, take a picture of this, because I want you to memorize. This is to be memorized. I'm so sorry. But this is where my husband... this is what I say in my sleep during the time I was learning this. Okay? Now, you notice this is color-coded. Green, because it is, it's non-gender. Okay? Common singular. Blue for the guys. Red for the girls. Okay? This is green because it's common, and then these are green because they're common. So let's talk about the first conjugation in the first person. This is person, this is gender, and this is number. Okay? Person, gender, number. Or you can say subject, gender, number. Okay. Now, katal, if you put them together, katal, put together like this without any vowel points, it has something to do with killing. Not murdering someone, but killing an insect, killing a chicken or a cow, all right? Now, when you start putting them together and adding the suffixes, now you're going to be conjugating in the past tense. The first person, common singular, you notice that it ends with the E. Just like the first person, common singular in the independent personal pronoun, ani. Okay, I, ani. Okay, now, we put together the kuf, tet, lamed, has something to do with killing, and then you add T at the end. So now it means in the first person, I killed. Okay, let's read it. Katalti. I'm sorry. Katalti. Katalti. Okay, that means I killed in 1 CS. First person common singular. Okay, so that's the suffix for the first person. T. Second person masculine singular means you kill. So let's read. Katalta. Okay, katalta. The ta at the end kind of parallel to independent personal pronoun. Ata. Remember that?
Yes.
Ata. You. So here, katalta is you, Bob. You killed. Okay? Now, next conjugation is second person feminine singular. We're talking about Bonnie. Bonnie, I'm talking to you. I'm saying to you, you killed the chicken. In Hebrew, it is katalt. Katalt. Parallel to at. Independent personal pronoun at. you, at. Atta, Jerry, Atta, Doug, Atta, Craig, Eric, Atta, Bob. Okay? Here. You killed second person feminine singular, Atalt. Now, oh, wait, let me take this.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
My daughter asking about Passover.
That's a good sign. Okay, third masculine singular. Again, it does not have any ending. Katal. Okay? Now, third person feminine singular. She killed Katela. This is a moving Shabbat. Okay, this is a how do I say that? Moving Shabbat or active Shabbat? Silent and
active.
Is that active or moving? Okay, moving Shabbat. I forgot it. Okay, katela, because it is preceded by a long vowel. Kamatz. Okay, katela. Okay, now it does not parallel with the third person feminine singular in the independent paradigm, because she is what? He. Okay, but in the conjugation, in the past tense conjugation, is katela. Now, first person common plural. We, all of us. Okay, common. Okay, because it could be a group of men, a group of women, or a group of both. Okay, it is we killed. Let's read.
Katalnu.
Independent pronoun is what? Anachnu. Parallel again. So once you see that, aha, that is first person common plural. Katalnu. We killed. Now, second person masculine plural, bunch of guys, you guys there, you killed the cow, okay? Notice here, it's no longer kamatz. Now it starts with a Shabbat. It is a moving Shabbat, or voiced Shabbat, moving Shabbat, ke.
Okay.
Let's read. Ketaltem. Ketaltem. Not Kataltem, Ketaltem. And you guys are going to ask why? Because we have an additional closed syllable at the end. Okay? Ketaltem. Now, bunch of women. Second person feminine plural. You guys killed something. Look at the ending.
Ketaltem.
Ketaltem is just like atem, you, plural. Ketaltem, aten, in the independent. Okay, so now the third person here, plural, it's common. Okay, they killed. If you're talking about a bunch of women, they killed something, you say katelu. Bunch of men, the same thing, katelu. Mixed katelu. Now why it is katelu, not katlu? Because this is preceded by a long vowel. Just like katela, katelu. Okay? Katelu. So that's common. So if you can take a picture of this, this is what you're going to memorize. Katalti, katalta, katal. Katal, katela, katalnu, kataltem, katalten, katelu. Again! Katalti, katalta, katal.
Why is the bottom one repeated? What's the difference? These two, both those two.
Common.
It's double. You have it twice.
Yes. Because I got it twice because it is used by both
male
and female. Yes. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to add that. Masculine
Would that make it common then?
Yes, that's why I said three common plural. Third person common plural, 3CP. So you will be memorizing this. 1CP, 2MS, 2FS, 3MS, 3FS, 1CP, 2MP, 2FP, 3CP. So you should be listening to the people who are doing this on a regular basis, you know. Oh, it's a 1CP. Oh, it's a call. Oh, it's a PL pual. They're like, oh my gosh, what is that? You know. But anyway, now, this type of a verb is called call. This is in Hebrew, call. It means easy, regular. These are regular, strong verbs. Okay? And we can find on your, you can find on your list, there's about 100 root letters. Most of them are 3 letters that I sent you. And you can form these conjugation by using those 3 root letters. Just following the formula, following all these points, okay? And then start memorizing it. Just like the word Amad, okay, Ayin Mem Dalet. Those letters means something to do with standing. Okay, so when you conjugate it, you say Amadti, I stood, Amadta, you stood, Amadst, you stood, Amad, he stood, Amida, okay, she stood. Amadnu, we stood, okay, and so on and so forth. So use that sheet of paper with the 100 verbs and start conjugating again. Once you master this, the next paradigm will be a piece of cake. Okay. So now, when I ask you, this is the katal conjugation. In the kal binyan, it also means voice or building or the voice of the verb. The voice of this verb is easy. Okay, easy. Okay, so this is in the kal binyan, in the katal conjugation. In the past tense. Okay? All right. If you look at the screen, you probably are familiar with these 3 letters. Shama. Shama. Ah, shama. Okay. And what is shama?
Here.
Okay. Well, not this one.
Heard.
This is not. This is.
He heard.
This is he heard. Shema, the one that we're saying is Shema. In Shema Israel, that is an imperative. That is command. And it is spelled differently. It's spelled with a Sheva. Okay. Shema. Okay.
It's a short Shema.
Yeah, Shema. Shema. Listen. Okay. But I'm talking to a guy, but if I'm talking to Connie, it's a different conjugation. Okay? Like the word hallelujah, that is an imperative to a bunch of people. Hallelujah? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise? Yeah. But if I'm talking to you, Eric, I'm not going to say hallelujah because you're one. I would say hallel. Yeah. If I'm talking to Helen, she's a girl, I would say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallel, hallelujah. Okay, those are imperatives. So here, because we have the vowel points here under the shin and the mem, this is conjugated, past tense. It could mean he heard, he had heard, he has heard, he will have heard. Okay?
That's awesome.
All right, so let me move on. Let's take a look at some examples of the katal verbs. Okay, when I say katal, I mean past tense. Okay, let's read. my stick. Okay, ready?
Vayomeru.
Vayomru.
Vayomru.
This is a vav. Elav. Chalom. Chalamnu. Ooh, there's a nu. There's a nu here. Ooh, okay. Vayomer elav. Chalom chalamnu.
Oh.
Four. This is enough. Four.
Tear.
Ain. Oto. Okay. Ufo ter ain oto. Let's focus on the red letters here. Chala. Chalom is dream. Okay. This is the noun for dream in Hebrew, but also in when you conjugate it, and this is okay. This one, when you see the ending nu on a conjugated three root letters, you have to think now. Okay, I remember this. I remember my paradigm. Katal nu means we killed. So halam nu means what?
We dreamed.
Very good, because right there, huh? You're reading it. Ufoter ein oto. Okay, so this is an example of a katal verb in the first common plural. Okay? Halamnu. And they said to him, Vayomru. Okay, they. Okay, Vayomru. And they said to him, is elav. Dream, we dreamed. And translator, know it. So that's it. And there is no one to interpret it. It is in English. And this is a very, very good translation. But in Hebrew, this is, and translator, know none it.
And that's directly from the Bible, correct?
Yes, yes, now, that is Genesis 40.
So when you walk the streets in Israel, that's exactly how they would say it also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. The word ain. Ain is very common in modern Hebrew as well. Okay, I'm not going to write it. This word ain means there is none. Or there is no, or there are none, or there are. Okay, there is none, there are none. There is no, and there are no. Okay, so ain. Now, the word yesh, can you say yesh?
Yes.
Yesh, it means there is, or there are. Okay, ain. No, okay, or none. Li, can you say li? Li means to me. Kesef, can you say kesef?
Kesef.
Kesef means money. I'm trying to say, ain li kesef, I'm saying to you, I don't have money. Okay? Ain li kesef. Okay? I don't want to buy because ki ain li kesef. Now, if I want to say, I have money, I would say, yesh. Yesh li kesef. I have money. Or there is to me money. Okay. That's how Hebrew is. So, esh, ain, there is none, there are none. Yesh, there is, or there are. Okay, let's try to find another example. Let's read this one. Bato mer le'ah. Le'ah. Natan. There you go. You know this.
Elohim.
Elohim. That's a sin. Sechari. Vatekra. Shmo. Yisachar. Okay. The subject is this person here. Okay. Leah. Okay. Okay. Batomer means and said. And she said. Who's saying something?
Leah.
Batomer, Leah. Okay. Natan. Three root letters without any ending. Okay. So this must be
first noun singular.
Third masculine noun. Singular. Okay. So that must be a masculine. Who is okay? Who's doing the giving?
He has given.
Elohim. Okay. God gave. Okay. The word sakhar means a reward or a wages, a salary. So you notice that this one is sechari. Just like the word sus, when I want to say my horse, I would say susi. Sakhar is reward, sechari is my reward. Okay, and Leia said, God has given my reward. Okay, so Vatikra, and she said, Shmo, his name, Yisachar. His name is Issachar. Issachar. This is the one of the daughters of, one of the sons of Leah and
Jacob.
Okay. Because finally, Leah, I don't know, I think this is her fifth child. Judah was the fourth one. I don't remember how. If Issachar was the fifth or the sixth. And so you notice that Leah named her son from what's happening at that time. God had given her reward. Sakhar. And so she named the boy or the son Issachar. You see the root here? And this is still a mystery why there are two sin. The other one does not have a point. This is exactly what's in the Tanakh. Okay? One does not have any pointing.
But that's the Gesh Forte in the first?
This one?
Uh-huh.
Yes. This is the Gesh Forte.
How do you pronounce it?
Yisachar. We do not know if this is a sin. I believe this is also a sin. Because when we read it, it's Yisachar. Okay? Same root as reward. So his name with a yod in the beginning means he will reward. Okay, we'll talk about the prefix conjugation in a little bit.
Is that a rare male name in Israel? Is it rare?
No, it's not rare.
It's not that common here to name.
Issachar, yeah, I know. But if you read the Bible, Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, they are the ones who can tell the times, the seasons.
They what?
They can tell the times and seasons. I believe this is in Genesis? Okay, so let's read this one.
Vayomer
Isha Ra'iti. Ooh, there's a T at the end. What is the T? A suffix.
First person.
Okay, so if katalti is I killed, ra'iti is something that I did, right? Mm-hmm. And this is from the root words will be resh, aleph, and hey.
Hay dropped. Okay, so this is one of those irregular. Okay, so here is re'iti. So resh, ayin, he has something to do with seeing. So this is in the first common singular conjugation. So this is I saw. All right, let's hear, let's read this. Be tim nata. Okay, betim nata. Philistine. Okay, this is a plural form. Okay, this is Philistines. Philistine is singular. Philistine is plural. So let's take a look at this. Bayomer Eshia, and he said, okay. Ra'iti, okay. Isha ra'iti, woman I saw. Okay, where? In Timna. Timna is a place. Mibnot Philistim. The word banot is plural for bat, daughters. Me here is the preposition min. In English is from. From daughters of the Philistines. Okay, so what the point is here. Ra'iti, I saw. Okay, a woman in Timna. Okay, so let's try to find another one. Let's read this one. This is a tav. But Homer, okay. You will see a lot of Vayomer, that means, and he said. And then there's Batomer, and she said. Vayomer is masculine, Batomer is feminine. The tab right there. Batomer, Sarah, very good.
Sehok.
Asa.
Lee.
What is this?
Elohim.
Kol.
Hashomea.
Very good. Hashomea.
Yitzchak.
Lee. Very good. So what we're seeing here is this conjugation. Asa. This root letter has something to do with doing or making. Okay? So, Batomer Sarah and Sarah said, Elohim, which is God, made, Sechok is laughter. Made laughter to me. Li is me. Made laughter to me. All Hashomea. You see the word shin, mem, ayin here? It has something to do with?
Hearing.
Hashomea here is the hearer. Okay, the hearer. All the hearer. Okay. Yitzchak Li. The word sechok is an absolute form of the noun laughter. And it is also a verb. If you add this yod, it becomes a future tense to laugh. Okay? So who will laugh? The one who hears will laugh. What are they going to be laughing about?
They had a baby old.
Yeah, she was 90 years old and she's going to be pregnant.
That's a laugh.
And then the very name of that son would be? Yitzchak. The name Yitzchak is he will laugh. Okay? Very good. Okay, so next one.
Ready? Oh, here we go.
Here's a Vayomer. We saw, oh, wait a minute. It is
7:35 already. I'll give you a 10-minute. I'll give you an 8-minute break. Are you getting it a little bit?
Yes. Yes.
You guys are the toughest one.
I kind of so scared. And she sent in the email, but I didn't have a chance to study. It's been
Do you sleep, but do you have every year the office gives these out?
Oh,
but it's very late because it started in August.
Are you giving it to
me? Yes, it's really exciting. So it's yeah. It's you have to go away in April.
That's right.
So okay. I just found it the other day.
Mm-hmm. They, every year I look for it because they give them out at Ralph's.
Ralph is very good.
They have a lot of kosher.
Kosher stuff. Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe Kroger is the original owner of the parent company.
So when you start reading the Bible and you see all this conjugation and you know, oh, that's a katal. Oh, that is a first common singular.
From PH?
That song, you had to put the words well. Isn't that a Gentile?
No. Goel.
Goel.
Goy is Gentile.
Goy.
Goel is a redeemer.
Redeemer, okay.
Like Boaz was a Goel because he redeemed Ruth. Okay. Yeah. And Jesus is a Goel. He redeemed
us.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, close. Yeah, Goy. Yeah. A Goy is either a Gentile or a nation.
Or a nation.
Goy. Mm-hmm. Goyim. Goyim nation.
Very good. Yeah. I had another thought in my head.
And you have to know consonant service vowels and what it's saying. So you have to know the context.
The book is Ishi, the last of his tribe.
Who is?
Ishi. I-S-H-I.
Uh-huh.
And it's about an Indian man on the north, mid-north California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading that book by Dr. Mawiri on America's Manifest Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells about that stone.
With the
Hebrew on it?
Hebrew on it, yeah.
So what I was thinking is, do you think...
Who brought it there?
Well, they couldn't have brought it. It had to be written on there.
Right. And that's right. And who wrote it?
And the speculation is that it was written by the Hebrews...
Who came here.
Who came here when they were bringing gold.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking was, do you think that name Ishi came from...
Yeah, that is very Hebrew. Ish is man. Ishi is my man. Or my husband. That's very Hebrew.
Okay. Because I was thinking it was... I've always tried to figure out where that name came from.
Mm.
And just now when you were talking it hit. Uh-huh. You said that Hebrew is... Yeah, we're back to the Hebrew.
Right.
So my boss said that Hebrew, his father's from Chaldea,
mm-hmm.
he's Chaldean, and his mother's Assyrian.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the Hebrew came from the Aramaic.
No.
I didn't think it did.
They are like twin languages, almost.
Because he said that the Hebrew was a derivative of the Arabic.
Both Hebrew and Aramaic are derivative of Phoenician.
Phoenician, okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is a Canaanite.
Canaanite
language, yes. Yeah, they used to be just a Canaanite, and then this became a dialect, and Hebrew is a dialect, and they separated ways, but they're very similar.
Okay.
That's why the book of Daniel is written, part of it is written in Aramaic. The book of Ezra, there's a lot of Aramaic there. That's why I took Aramaic, so I can understand the book of Daniel in Hebrew, in Aramaic.
Who made the comment that his grandma knew seven languages fluently before she died?
Wow.
Like, well, I can't
is everybody here? Oh, Gary's not here.
Oh. I'm going to take a picture of it too.
So I'm just going to send it to the people who are not here. Huh? What do you think? Yes, ma'am.
So, with the cloth and the tablet, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when to change that to the Shabbat?
Yeah. How do you know when
that
changes? You don't. Oh.
It's just.
You
just follow what the book says.
Oh.
The reason why is Shabbat is because there is a closed syllable added at the end.
Oh, there's Jerry. So we can start now? Because Bob is here.
All right. Let's move on.
Where's my stick? I was holding it earlier. Oh, right there.
Near the banana.
Okay, so let's try this one. Ready? Let's read the first word.
Biomer.
Biomer.
Laban. Laban. Ma.
Ma.
Zot.
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 This.
Oh, I forgot the.
Okay.
Up here. I don't know why there is a dagesh in the Zion there. Okay. Ma. Mazot. Okay, so now what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you.
Mazot.
Okay.
Use a demonstrative.
What is this?
Uh-huh. Say it.
Banana.
Zot.
Zot.
Banana. Very good. Maze.
Yes.
Erase it. Tapua.
Tapua.
Ze.
Tapua.
Okay, we have an example here.
Ma, so what is this? Ma, so okay. Vayomer el Laban, and he said to Laban.
This word Laban, from the word from the root lamed bet nun, is white, the color of white. The word Lebanon. You know what Lebanon is? Country. Okay. And it's from the word Laban, which is white. Why did they call Lebanon Lebanon? Because during winter time, you see the apex or the top of the mountains, just like the Alps, is white. So they call the country Lebanon, actually, in Hebrew. But in English, it's Lebanon. From the root word Lavan, which is white. Okay? Mazot. Let's read this.
Asita.
Ta.
Ta.
Okay. You, very good.
Okay. Asa, ayin, sin, and then hay. Okay, the hay dropped.
Is this root letters has something to do with doing. So, mazot, what is this? Asita, you did. Okay. You killed. Katalta. Asita, you did. You did to who?
Me.
Ha.
Hello.
Hello.
Be Rachel.
Avad ti. Okay, so we have asita, katalta, avadti, katalti. Okay, those are our katal verbs. Okay, avadti,
imach.
Is it a ka?
Oh,
imach. So. Vayomer, and he said, L is to, preposition to, to who? Lavan. And there's a question. Mazot asita li? What have you done to me? Halo, verachel avadti imach? Halo, wasn't it with... Okay, or for Rachel, this is this should be with Rachel. Berachel, amad avadti. What is eved?
Work.
So what is avadti?
I worked.
Okay, imach. Okay, means is with you. Im is with you. Imach. Okay. Now the word ima. Nu'el. Imanu is with us. That's why Immanuel is God with us.
Imach, it should be Imecha, but because this is at the end of the sentence, it is Imach. Okay? So we have two katal verbs here. Asita, 2 MS. Avadti,
1 CS. Okay? So now I want you to memorize all of that. And so now we are going to a different verb conjugation. And we call this, can you read this?
Yiktol.
So, katal is our past tense. I will change the pointing and I will make this future tense or imperfect. I will add the yod, okay, and I will put the tirik there and the shiva and then the holem. So now it's yiktol. Okay, same root letters but different
prefix.
Okay. So this is suffixes. In the future, we're dealing with prefixes. So if this is a suffix conjugation, yiktol is a prefix conjugation. Okay.
So I think there's only one F here. So prefix conjugation.
And this is still in the kal or easy voice. Okay? So, third person. Yik. tall. Okay? The prefix is yod with the hirik. Okay, it's still the same kuf, tate, lamed. This means he will
kill.
Yiktol. He will kill. Okay, let's see here. There are other forms of yiktol. Yiktol, or this word pei, kuf, and dalet, pachad. If we add a prefix yod, it becomes yifkod. He will visit yifkod. The E-O, yifkod. There is another form, the E-A. Look at this. Let's read. Yikra. Instead of the holem, it is now a patach. Still the same imperfect conjugation. So there are two forms, the E-O, yifkod. The E-A, yikra. Okay. Okay, and this is third person, masculine, singular, yiktol, verb conjugation. So when you hear me saying, it's a yiktol, I'm referring to future tense or imperfect tense. Okay, now we're talking about her. She will kill. You see, this is a different prefix now. Tiktol. She will kill. Okay. Yiktol. He will kill. Oops. Tiktol. She will kill. This is in the third person, feminine singular. Okay. So the yod is for third person masculine. The tav prefix is for third person feminine singular. Okay. Look very carefully. We are going to the second person masculine. Tiktol, she will kill. Third person feminine singular. It's the same as second person masculine singular. You will kill. Same tiktol. Okay? Tiktol. Okay, so that's the second. Yes?
How would you know if it's a second?
If it's second, 3FS.
Say a third.
Context.
Just the context? That's
just
all
the context, yes. Because there's always a subject in sentence. Okay? If the subject is a second person, then it has a prefix tav. Okay. Now this is a second person, feminine singular. Tiktali. You will kill, Bonnie. And you notice there is also a suffix here. Second person feminine singular, tiktali. Same prefix tav as in tiktol, third feminine singular. Okay. In a little bit here, I will show you the paradigm so it'll be easier. Okay, so remember we have two forms of yiktol. We have the ea and the eo. Let's read this. Yis kach. Uh-huh. And the other one is yizkor. Yizkor. Okay. This yis kach means he forgot. Yizkor. Yizkor is he remembered.
So those are the imperfects.
This is the imperfect. Okay. He will forget and he will remember. I'm sorry. Now here, this is the past tense. This is the katal form. These two down here are the yictol form. Zakar, he remembered. Shakach, he forgot. Yishkach, he will forget. Yizkor, he will remember. What we're looking at here is the two types of the yiktol, the ea and the eo. Okay. First, common singular. The prefix is aleph. Okay, added to the kof, tate, and lamed, it becomes ektol. It's a future tense. It means I will
kill.
I will kill. Third person plural. Okay? Third person plural. There is a suffix as well. This is yiktelu. Yiktelu. The second Shiva here is moving Shiva or vocal Shiva. Yiktelu. They, bunch of men here, will kill. They will kill. Okay. Bunch of women. Tiktol na. They will kill. Tiktol na. Okay. Let's see here. Second person masculine. Tiktelu. Second person masculine plural. You guys. Tiktelu. Tiktelu. I have a paradigm at the very end of this, so you all we have to do is just get to the end. Now, second person. Again, there is two tiktolnas. Tiktolna is third person feminine plural and second person feminine plural. Tiktolna. And so, at the very end, I will show you. Oh, we are missing this one. This is easy. We will kill is niktol. We killed. You see the new here? You see in the future tense, it has the new is on the is the prefix. Niktol. We will kill. So I should have done this just like the katal, but here we go. Hold on. Here we go. All right. So let's read the first word in the box here. Ektol. That means I will
kill.
Tiktol.
You,
Bob, will kill. Tiktali. Evelyn, you will kill. Yiktol, he will kill. Tiktol, remember the tiktol, the she will kill and the you will kill masculine the same. You see that? Tiktol, tiktol.
So you can only tell the difference by context.
By context. Okay. Next one.
Niktol.
It's easy, right? It's we will kill. Second person masculine plural. Masculine plural. Tiktalu. Now second person feminine plural. Tiktolna. Tiktolna. Third person masculine plural, they? Yiktelu. Yiktelu. Third person feminine plural. Tiktona. Same as second person feminine plural. Tiktona. So we have two that are the same. 2MS and 3FS. 3FS. Tiktol. Okay. 2FP, Tiktona, same as 3FP, Tiktona.
That's where you have a double, because in the future it's different.
Correct, it's different. Okay, so now, how do you memorize this?
Yeah.
Very carefully.
In your sleep, in your bed.
In your sleep, in your dream. You take your paradigm with you at the doctor's, at the clinic, at the dental office, at the grocery store. That's me.
Put your phone down.
At the commissary, at Costco, everywhere, I have my paradigm. In the seven voices. Okay, this is just one voice. This is just one thought. Okay. We have Kal. We have TL. We have Pu'al. We have Hip-il. We have Kuf-al. We have Kit-pa'el. Nip-al. Pish-tapel. Oh, eight. We have Polel. Nine. In all those. But anyway, how do you remember the prefixes? I want you to remember this.
And can I ask you, all those voices, they're active? Because there's a lot of tenses we don't even use in English. I would have had I, you know,
yes.
We don't even use that kind of stuff. So do the Hebrew people use all voices?
Yeah. Oh, especially in the Bible.
They're smarter when they speak the languages.
Okay. This is Nun. The Nun Sophie. Aleph, Yod, Tav, Nun. How do you read this? How do you transliterate it? It's a name. So what we're going to do, we're just going to do
Eitan,
okay? Without the A. Eitan. We have the Aleph. Aleph, Yod, Tav, Nun. Eitan. Remember Eitan. These are the prefixes for the Yiktol verbs. Okay? Aleph is for the first person. Yod is for the third person. Tav is for second person. Except for this, the Tiktol here and the Tiktol not. Third person, feminine. And the Nun. Nun is 1CP, Nikto. So Eitan. Eitan are the suffixes for the future or the imperfect. For the Nikto. Now, remember Eitan. Moses and the dog.
Moshe.
How do you spell Moshe?
I like you.
Like that?
Moshe. Like that. Yeah. And it's Va.
Oh, Va.
That's right. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Moshe v'Kaleb. Kaleb is dog in Hebrew. Moshe is Moses. Okay. These are all prefixes. Ma is for min, which is from. These are all attached to nouns. Okay. Sha is from, it's a relative pronoun, asher. He is the article ha. V is the conjunction
and
ka is like the tower. Ka migdal, remember? Mm-hmm. Like. La is to. Be is in or with. So always remember Moses and the dog.
Moshe the Caleb, Moses and the dog. These letters are prefixes attached to Hebrew words. So when you see words with, when you see words starting with this, with any of these letters, mm-hmm. you will ask, hey, are you one of those Moses and the dog letters? Okay. Are you men? Are you asher? Are you ha? Are you ve? Are you ka? Are you la? Are you ba? Okay. So I survived with this, with you know, this acrostic, the skin, you know, Skinem Levi. Remember the Skinem Levi?
Yeah.
Skinem Levi, Moshe and the dog, Eitan. We need to do this in order to, you know, keep our sanity. I'm telling you, it is hard. It is hard. It requires 100% of your life to learn Hebrew. I don't know how I did it. I really know. I'm like, oh, I learned that?
Didn't quit. So how did the people that move there, how do they get it? What are their tools that they use to come up to speed?
I do not know. They have different, you know, formula. They have different techniques. I got all these techniques from my very, very good professors. They're very, very good. I'm just so blessed that the Lord had placed me to these guys. And to this day, I have communications with my professors.
We're blessed.
Amen. Yeah. I my last professor, level 5 Hebrew. He's the most avoided professor because he is just too rude. But boy, did I learn a lot. I learned so much. Read it again, Lida. Okay. Say it again. Why did you say ve'achalta? I said, well, because that is a vekatal. I said, well, I was hoping that you will read it incorrectly. That's what he said. So I can, you know, so I can correct you. But you said it correctly. How did you know it, to pronounce it correctly? I'm like, I don't know. I was watching my, because I have all of my recordings. 30 recordings per class. So times 7. 30 times 7. I have all those recordings. Me in that, you know, I my interaction with my classmates and my professors, it's just so funny. I was watching one last night, and like, I was telling myself, I was telling to myself the answer because I couldn't answer it. I was talking to myself. Oh, that's a binyan hupal. Anyway. So let's move on.
So do you go to the Hebrew language synagogue where they speak it in that, or do you go to the English one?
Both.
You go to both?
Yeah, yeah. I wish to go to an Orthodox one, but I don't know how to do that. But anyway.
There's two in one RV, isn't
it? Is there any that you guys know?
There's one right off of
Sunset.
The one in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
There's two in RV. One is Orthodox. I think one is Orthodox.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what I want to do now is let's practice. Let's go ahead and give me from your sheet the 100 Hebrew 100 Hebrew verbs, the root, the sheresh. Did I get that out? Oh, no. Please. Hector. Okay. So I have that, and I have this. So,
emailed it.
Let's see. Okay, the word. Let's start with the Aleph here. Can you take a look? Let's do. That's a good one. Okay, let's do guard.
What letters are there? To guard is?
Shin, Mem, and Resh.
Shin, Mem, and
Resh.
Those are the roots. Now, I want to say, I guarded. So how are we going to conjugate these three letters?
Shemartiv.
This way?
Yes.
Okay. How about I will guard? And then we'll add these three, right? And then? Poland here? Let's read.
Eshmore.
Eshtol, I will kill. Eshmore, I will guard. Shamarti, I guarded. Okay? I want to say, we will guard. Look at the paradigm. What prefix will I add?
Noon.
Very good. And this will be a hirik.
So
Shiva. And then Holland. Okay. We will guard. I want to say she will guard.
She
will guard.
Top.
And then the root letters, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tish more. Okay. But Tish more, she will guard, can also be a what?
Masculine.
Look at the paradigm.
Second masculine.
Okay. So this is a 3FS. And it can also be a what?
2MS.
She will guard, you will guard. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. I want to say.
Is that where the book is wrong?
Say again.
The book has 3FS and 2MS being the same.
Yes. 3FS, 2MS. Dish more.
Okay.
So I want to say, we kept or we guarded.
We guarded. So
I will write the
noon.
All right. Shamar.
New.
Very good. So Shamarnu is?
Shamar.
We guarded. Very good. Yes, Jerry.
How do you know whether the vowel is a O or an A? There you have Shamanu.
Shamarnu.
But then the one above it was?
Tishmore. Okay.
After the mem, we have the
O.
Oh, wait a minute. No. I keep forgetting that because I read without the nikuds. I read without the pointing.
The vowels aren't on this one.
Shamarnu, what's your question, Barry?
The vowels aren't on the cheat sheet.
Yeah, it's kind of like they just use the three root letters.
See this blue?
The vowel just get filled in.
Right.
It's the pattern. You just have to memorize that pattern.
Just memorize the pattern. Memorize that pattern. Memorize this pattern. Once you memorize it, you get it.
Okay. So the vowels are part of the pattern?
Yeah. I'm just cheating. I'm just looking. Fill in, right?
Okay, so Shamar has something to do Shin, Mem, Res has something to do with keeping or guarding. Okay? So, now, what do I do if I want to say to keep or to guard? Okay? We will add the preposition la. La. Lamed. Okay? So now we have the shin, the mem, and resh, right? Mm-hmm. Has something to do with keeping. Now, I want to say I want to keep. What's going to happen here is that we are going to add the preposition to, which is lamed. Okay? And we will conjugate it this way. Lish more. Lish more. To. Okay, I'm sorry. This is the preposition to. And then this supports keep or guard. To keep. Lish more. Now I want to say to kill. To kill. We know that these three root letters have something to do with killing. So let's write this down. Cut, coup. Okay, so this is going to be our pattern. Mm-hmm. We will add the lamed. Mm-hmm. And we will put the heret here. How do we read this?
So is there a reason why you're making that first lamed more larger? Okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm very bad in writing. Okay. Especially if there's no lines. Okay, so lish more, lick tall. Okay. Now, what about the word? Let's see, what word do we have here? Sagar. Okay, the word samek. What is it?
Gimel.
And resh has something to do with closing. Okay, to close. Closing. Now, I want to say the word to close. I will add the lamed. And here's our formula. So how do you say it?
Lisgor.
Lisgor is to close. Lishmor is to
keep.
Liktol is to kill. Okay, so this is another prefix making these three root letters into an infinitive form. Infinitive. Okay, I don't think we'll be able to do this. What time is it? 10 more minutes? All right.
We can put another form in, another voice.
Give me a word in English that we can use to conjugate.
Eat.
Eat. Would you like to eat? Are you hungry? The root letters for eat is? Okay. Aleph, okay, Kaf, Lamed, okay. I want to say I ate. How are we going to conjugate it?
How do we
conjugate these three root letters and make it into a verb? I ate.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I add?
And then leave.
How do we read it?
Kaki.
Say that. Akhalti.
Akhalti.
Akhalti. Okay? I want to say he ate. He ate. Look at the paradigm.
Akhalti.
Just 3MS.
Look
at 3MS.
Yep.
3MS. Kamas and Pata. Because this is 3MS, there is no ending. Okay. Achal. He ate. Okay. Now, I want to say, I will eat. I will eat.
Why is that?
Okay, so this is okay, am I going to add another Aleph?
No.
Oh, is that why you put the two? So it jumps together?
No. So this is the echol. You know what? I am not very sure of the future tense of because this is a very irregular. It's a regular letters. Let's see here. Okay, that is echol. Echol. I will eat. Okay. Now, how would I say we will eat? Look at the paradigm.
Noon.
Afternoon. Okay. Now, because this is Aleph, and this is very very this is a guttural. We will use ne. Ne echol. I am not 100% with the pointings, but this is how you do it. Ne'echol. See, here it is niktol. This is a different format. Okay? Now, I want to say to eat. To eat.
Lamed.
Very good. Le-e-chol. To eat. Okay? Now you can make a lot of sentences using le-e-chol. And the word rotsa. Rotsa. Rotsa means or rotse. Rotse is for the guys, that is masculine. Rotsa is for the ladies, feminine. This means like. Okay? Like. Okay. Ani rotsa le'ekol
banana.
Okay? Let's think about other food. Okay, I will change subject here. I'm going to say at rotsa, because you're feminine, le'ekol tapuach. Ata rotse le'ekol tapuz. Okay, tapuz. Anachnu?
We.
Rotsim.
We like
rotsim, because it's plural. Rotsim le'echol.
We like to eat.
pizza. Okay. Anachnu, just the women. Rotsot. Le'echol. Spaghetti. Okay. So think about that.
Two groups together and the second one's infinitive.
Mm-hmm. This one is infinitive. This is the main. This is your main verb. Okay. Rotse is to desire. Okay. Or to like. So that's one good. That is. These are the words that I want you to remember, because when you're in Israel, you will use it a lot. Ani rotsa le'echol falafel. Babakashya. Lekabel falafel. Ani ra'eva. I am very hungry. Yeah. So le'echol, to eat. And the other one is lishtot. Can you say lishtot?
Lishtot.
To drink.
Lishtot.
To drink. Lishtot.
Dish. Tot. Dish.
Dish. Tot. Ani rotsa, because I'm female. Dish tot. What is this?
Bub.
What's inside the bakbo?
Mine.
Ani rotsa lishtot mine. Okay. Or ani rotsa lishtot yayin. Can you say yayin? What is yayin?
Wine.
Yayin lavan. What is lavan?
White.
Yayin lavan or yayin adom?
Adom.
Red.
White wine or red wine?
Adom.
Adom is white. It's red. Lavan. Okay, so again, ani rotsa le'echol, and that's fill in the blank. Ani lishtot, fill in the blank. Ani rotsa lishtot, fill in the blanks. Okay, these are the words that you really need when you are in Israel,
eating and drinking.
Okay.
And how do you say thank you?
Toda. Actually, the word toda is a noun. Toda. Toda is a noun. It means thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. From the word yada. Yada is to, it has the root from the word Yehuda as well. It's praise. So praising and thanking is the same thing. Yeah. Toda.
And Rabbah means?
Rabbah is from the word Rav, to become many.
So many things.
Thank you, many. Mm-hmm. Many. Thanksgiving, many. Mm-hmm. Many thanksgiving, Toda Rabbah. Where we get the word Rabbi, because the word Rabbi means you are bigger than me, Rabbi. Mm-hmm. Rabbi. My person bigger than me, Rabbi. Okay, so next meeting we will talk more about the yiktol or the imperfect. And what else? We are going to talk a little bit about the imperative. Shema, Halel, Haleli. Yeah. So you can ask someone to do something for you. Shir, Shira, Shiri. Shiru. Yeah. All right. Well, we have 3 minutes. Any questions?
Yeah, I want to ask you. You intimated that you are doing this so well, but what's your strength? Reading, writing, or speaking? When you learn a language, sometimes you're stronger in one area. Which one? Are you all good in reading?
Not writing. I don't like writing. My strength is reading. Most of the time, understanding. That's the best, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you can read and you're not understanding it, forget it.
Yeah.
If you can write and you're not understanding, forget it.
Exactly.
If you can speak it, well, you know. If you speak it and you don't understand what you're talking about. So understanding.
Are you planning a trip soon? Are you planning a trip to go soon to Israel?
Somebody is inviting me to do for me to tour as a tour guide.
I need a tour.
but a bunch of Filipino people, old folks, who do not know how to understand English, they want it.
You speak Tagalog too?
Very fluently.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
So I'm going to be in the bus with the old people. Oh, andito na po tayo sa Israel, mga kaibigan. I'm just going to make them roll on the floor. I'm going to be a stand-up comedian inside the bus.
Have you decided yes? Have you committed?
Well, I'm very much tempted to do it because I think it's going to be fun. This is going to be a 10-day thing. Yeah. They're going to pay for everything.
Hey, all the more reason why to do it.
Yeah.
When is
November?
Oh,
yeah. It is a church in Chula Vista. It's a bunch of Filipinos, grandmas and grandpas. They don't like to be walking in the masada. No, they're just gonna be in the bus. Look.
Oh,
hey, that's Mandala.
They're getting a deal if they're paying for you to come.
Yeah. They've been begging me to teach. There, like this. I don't want to be driving all the way to Chula Vista. Back and forth. I don't like driving it at night at all.
It's getting crowded.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's stand up. And I thank you so much for bearing with me. 2 hours, my goodness. 2 hours of Hebrew. But you know what? I just want to encourage you. You know more, much, much more than Pastor Ray Bentley. It's recorded. I am telling you, you know much, much more than any other pastor. I commend you guys. So anyway, let's all pray. Father God, we thank you. Abina Malkeinu, Toda Rabba. Thank you so much for the grace, for the chen, for your loving kindness, for your emunah, for your ahava. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that's never ending. We bless your name, Father. Baruch atah b'shem Adonai. Baruch atah. Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehiot or leguyim v'natan lanu yeshua mashiachinu ha'or ha'olam, Father. Thank you. And I pray that you will provide and you will protect my friends here as they go back to their homes. We pray this for the sake of the glory of Yeshua our Mashiach. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So next week is our last class.
Last class.
When will you be teaching again?
In the fall.
In the fall you'll be teaching again?
And if you like to continue, I teach every second and fourth Friday of the month in my house. Yeah, and that Jerry comes to my house, and Evelyn, and Bonnie.
We know which ones they are.
And you can come and learn continuously.
Oh, yes. It's fun.
You said the second and fourth Tuesdays?
No, Friday.
Fridays. Oh.